Sunday school. or the music program. Or maybe you've been scheduled to set up the altar, or to usher, or provide snacks between services, or, you know, to greet those who are coming and going. Maybe some of you are here out of habit. It's what you've always done, part of your routine. Maybe some of you don't really know why you're here. Maybe you're just lost, seeking something more out of life, a bit of chicken soup for the soul, perhaps. What are you seeking? Maybe the coldness of the world is getting to you, and you just want the warmth of being around like-minded people. The crowds at the time of Jesus had many and various reasons for gathering around Jesus. Some wanted healing, others wanted to be blessed, some came for the bread and the fish, others wanted to follow a revolutionary into Jerusalem, some sought glory, all wanted to avoid suffering, the last wanted to be first, the least wanted to be accepted, the righteous wanted to be praised. Why are you here? What are you looking for? Are you here because you have to be? Because you want to be? Are you here to listen with open ears? Or do you have something to say? Are you here to learn? Or to teach? Are you seeking truth? Or just the experience for Sunday mornings? These are good questions to ask yourself, beloved. Jesus knows why the Jews approached him in our text. Mm-hmm. Jesus knows why you're here today. And because he knows, he speaks. Because despite the many and various reasons for your being here, Jesus would have you draw near to him with believing hearts, and by believing that he is the Christ, have life eternal in his name. That's why Jesus points the Jews and us back to what he's already said and what he's already done for them and us and for the world. His works give testimony to who he is, and behold the works of the Lord for you. Look at the depths of his love for you and for all people. Gaze upon the cross and see that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that all who believe on his name have everlasting life. Jesus has come for sinners. Jesus has entered the winter of our world to bring the light and life of his salvation to people like you and me. His life, death, and resurrection are the fruit of his heart toward you and me and all the world. For the shepherd gives his life for the sheep, so that the sheep may share in the life of the shepherd for all time. For this reason that he was born, for this reason that he was crucified, so that he who knew no sin might become sin, and offering himself on the tree of the cross, make full atonement. Paid in full, nothing more to be added, nothing more for you to give, and then having done so, rise on the third day. His life is lived on behalf of all lives, because all lives matter. His death dies to destroy death forever and for everyone, for the wages of sin is death, and we all have sinned and need to be forgiven so as to not die forever. Mm-hmm. And for 3 long days, the grave did its worst, until all its strength by God was dispersed. He who gives life did death undergo, and in its conquest his might he did show. Mighty indeed is our good shepherd. For our Redeemer burst from the tomb, even from death, dispelling its gloom. The winter of this world, beloved, is melted by the passion of our God and Lord, the one whom Thomas beheld and touched with his hands, the one whom the apostles saw out on the boat and heard, even the one who calls you today and each and every one of you, every soul bitten by the frost of sin and destined to taste the coldness of death. So it matters not, beloved, why you're here. It matters only that you are here to listen to God's word and believe. Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me. Listen to the voice of your good shepherd. Lend your ears to the heart of your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. Jesus has come for sinners, and it is sinners who gather round about him to to receive from him the forgiveness of sins, life and salvation. Believe his word, what he says about who you are and what he says about what he's done for you. For his word of law is spoken to peel away all the false reasons for your approach. That you not trust in yourself or the strength of men, that your heart melt in the warmth of his presence. His gospel is given to quicken hearts anew and burn within the love of God, love for God and love for your neighbor, your wife or husband, your sons and daughters, your mothers and fathers, your friends and colleagues, even your enemies. This wintry world we live in does not love, indeed cannot love, because it does not know God who is love. The God who in love reconciled himself to us through the giving of his Son. As his dearly loved flock, let us heed the voice of our shepherd and draw nearer to him. Let us hang on every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, for his word is the bread of life, food that satisfies the hungry heart, and its living water, drink that slakes the thirsting soul. Let us seek from him the right things. Godly things, things that endure, things that deliver that word into our hearts. For here in this place, beloved, the adulterer and the sexually immoral can bathe in the waters of baptism and be made clean. From this table, the hater learns to love, and the hated find love beyond all telling, as together, as brothers and sisters in Christ, we feast on the body and blood of our shepherd. All thieves, slanderers, gossips, and cheaters, any who confess to being sinner, hear the mercy of God in the words of absolution. In this house, the fatherless discover the love of a heavenly Father, hearing that though father and mother forsake them, the Lord will not forsake them. In this house, the divorcee receives healing. The brokenhearted and weak-kneed find strength to lift up their heads and bask in the glory of God's love and mercy. For let us follow our good shepherd as he leads us in paths of righteousness. For hearing leads to believing, believing leads to following, and following shares the love of God with our neighbor, serving both God and neighbor with works of love. That same love that we ourselves have received. Beloved in the Lord, our text this morning is written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ. By believing, have eternal life in his name. The Jews in our text did not believe, so they did not follow. They approached Jesus for the wrong reason. You, on the other hand, are not to be like these Jews, or the wintry souls that surround you day in and day out as you serve in your vocation. No, beloved, you are given this morning to hear the shepherd's voice. Follow him. And him alone. Those who hear and believe rest secure in the palm of the Savior's hand. No one can snatch them out. No, not any one thing. For who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor will ever be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Amen.
Amen.
Peace of God which surpasses all understanding. Keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.